I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. State lawmakers filed a bill Thursday to give patients access to medical marijuana. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Medical marijuana is legal in Georgia, but it's illegal to grow, buy, or sell it here. State representatives hope to change that by establishing licenses for growers and retailers. Jennifer Goble is from Woodstock. She says she has to go across state lines to get medical cannabis for her son, who is on several antipsychotic medicines.
We've seen life-changing effects. He's used to have violent meltdowns anywhere from maybe 3 to 5 a week. And since we started him on the cannabis oil, it's maybe 1 or 2 a month.
But Goble is worried the bill could be too restrictive. It would allow for 5 large and 5 small companies to grow the plant and only 10 retailers. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The organization overseeing the Atlanta Beltline has a new leader. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The board of directors for Atlanta Beltline Incorporated have announced Clyde Higgs will serve as president and CEO. Higgs has been serving as interim CEO for the last 6 months. He took over after former CEO Brian McGowan left to work with an economic development organization in Washington State. Higgs has been with Atlanta Beltline since 2015. As interim CEO, Higgs oversaw projects at the Southside Trail and Anoda Park, as well as the acquisition of several properties near the Beltline's West Side Corridor. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
An unlicensed landfill just south of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport has been burning for nearly 5 months, sending sulfur-scented smoke throughout the area. Now the State Environmental Protection Division spokesman Kevin Chambers tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the property owner hasn't been cooperating with efforts to douse the flames. South Fulton Mayor Bill Edwards says Tandy Ross Bullock has already been jailed twice over the 6-acre fire. The county has been fighting with Bullock over the unlicensed landfill since at least 2007. State environmental officials and Democratic Representative Deborah Bazemore say emergency funds will have to be used to extinguish the fire. Federal health officials warn that the smoke may cause headaches and respiratory irritation, but isn't expected to cause long-term health issues. A report released this week by the health policy organization Trust for America's Health examines Georgia's preparedness for a public health emergency. The state earned high marks for collaboration among its hospitals, but the number of residents vaccinated for the flu is below average, and only 62% of workers in Georgia have paid time off. Nadine Gracia leads the organization.
To pay time off, that can help to reduce potentially the spread of an infectious disease in the workplace, where people are making that tough decision because they can't afford to be able to stay at home or stay at home with their child who may be sick.
The group's been tracking public health emergency preparedness in the United States since 2003. A new app could help connect Georgians with help for mental and behavioral health issues, addictions, and disabilities. Thursday, Governor Brian Kemp unveiled the new Georgia Crisis and Access Line, or GCAL, program. The smartphone app and call center will be staffed with clinicians around the clock to provide free, confidential help via app, text, or phone. The program is available to anyone, including those worried about others who may be in crisis. And in sports, this is the second week of competition for the newly formed Alliance of American Football. The Atlanta Legends, under the guidance of head coach Brad Childress and offensive coordinator Michael Vick, travel to the West Coast Sunday for a game against the San Diego Fleet. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.